In Georgia, civil rights groups plan to rally today at the state capitol to protest a proposal that would require voters to present a picture ID at the polls. Republican lawmakers say it's necessary to bring integrity to the election process, but Democrats say it would keep some people from voting. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capaluto reports.
Georgia's Republican Governor Sonny Perdue says people need a picture ID in everyday life and should bring one to the polls on Election Day.
We can't get on a commercial airliner without presenting a photo ID. Usually we couldn't cash a check to a stranger without producing a photo ID. And I think it preserves the integrity of this great right of and our duty and our responsibility of electing our public officials in a democratic republic.
Currently, Georgia accepts 17 forms of identifications at the polls. They range from utility bills to gun licenses. But now, Georgia Republicans want to cut the list to a handful of government-issued picture IDs, such as a driver's license, a passport, or military identification. Secretary of State Kathy Cox, a Democrat who plans to run for governor next year, opposes the idea. In the past 5 years, she says, there has not been a single case of voter misrepresentation at the polls to her knowledge.
We're talking about a constitutional right. We're not talking about going to get a check cashed. When you throw up barriers to those constitutional rights, I have a lot of concerns.
The partisan split on this issue in Georgia follows a national trend, says Doug Chapin, with the nonpartisan election reform website electionline.org.
Democrats generally, but not uniformly, worry about access of individuals to the process, whereas Republicans generally, but not uniformly, worry about the integrity of the process.
In Georgia, the proposal has stirred up concern among minorities and the elderly. According to the AARP, 36% of Georgians over 75 years old do not have a driver's license. AARP Georgia spokesperson Don Randolph.
That would really impede seniors, older Georgians, from really making their best effort to get to the polls and then finding they don't have the right voter ID.
Randolph says seniors in rural areas would be hardest hit because many counties don't have a place to get a government ID. And in Georgia, with its history of segregation, where African Americans were once required to pass literacy tests in order to vote, the proposal has hit an emotional chord. Senate Minority Leader Robert Brown told colleagues that African Americans will not tolerate any restrictions at the polls.
Voting rights is a very fundamental part of this process. And when you talk about abridging those rights on a people who have had to fight tooth and nail to obtain those rights, it's not just emotional. That's beyond emotional.
But supporters of the idea contend that they don't want to keep anyone from voting. Republican Senator Cecil Stanton, who sponsored the bill in the Senate, says it's not too much to ask people to get a picture ID to protect elections from possible fraud.
Are we going to create for a few people a little bit of an inconvenience to have to get one if they don't have one? That may be the case, but I think it's worth it in order to bring integrity to this process.
With both the Georgia House and Senate controlled by Republicans for the first time since Reconstruction, the measure is likely to pass. But opponents say if it does, they will take their fight to the courts. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capaluto in Atlanta.